Welcome to Dad's Slightly Warped Bedtime Stories, where I share with you the very same stories I tell my own kids. The stories I tell are just fun for the sake of being fun. So as I tell my own kids, get yourself settled down, turn off your voices, and listen to this. There was once a little boy, and he loved to go skiing. The dry air always gave him such hard boogers, though. And he'd have these rock-hard boogers he'd pick out of his nose. So there was a hotel where they held a competition every year on biggest booger. And the little boy found out about this competition. He thought, you know, I have some pretty big boogers sometimes. I think I'm going to enter this competition. So he had some mighty stiff competition this year. Lots of people from all around the world come to pick their noses and show their biggest booger to the world. They would all get around and they would pick and pick and pick, and then they had one piece of paper where they had to put their biggest booger. All of them picked the biggest booger that they possibly could. And this little boy, he knew about this competition coming up, so he didn't pick his nose for a full month. And he went in there and he could hardly breathe at all. And he didn't blow his nose either. So he went in there and he felt around with his finger, and it was like solid all around the edge.
Ew. Uh-huh.
Like his whole nostrils were completely coated in hard booger. So if he pushed his finger in there and gave it a twist, and it started breaking loose. And they started pulling, and he pulled out this hard tube out of one nostril, and it dragged from the other nostril up.
Oh.
And he pulled it all the way through his sinus cavities.
Ooh.
And all the way out. And he had this long tube that was like a perfect cast of his whole nostrils and sinus cavity.
Wow. Uh-huh.
And then he had a bunch of loose boogers. So he put his finger over one end of that tube, put the other end of the tube up to his nose, and he blew his nose into it and filled it up solid with booger. And he put that down on his piece of paper, and it hardened pretty quickly because that booger was really dry. It sucked all the moisture out of that snot that he blew into it. So he had the big old hard sinus-shaped booger sitting there. And the judges came around, and it was no competition at all. That little boy clearly won biggest booger. It was a one in a million booger. It was a miracle booger that you could ever pull that out of his nose intact at one time. And it was so amazing that they ended up taking his booger and coating it in gold. And that's how they made his trophy for that year. And then they made a cast of it, and all future winners of that award would get the Golden Booger Award. And it was an exact replica of that boy's winning booger.
Don't you think that?
Golden Booger Award.
Wolfstone got an even bigger one.
An even bigger one. Then they have to replace this trophy. You have to replace the trophy with a new one. But I think no one ever beat that boy. I think he had the biggest booger. The end. The shortcut. Mother called. Oh, Doris, will you go down to Mr. Gay's store and get me a chainsaw for dinner? Okay, said Doris. Come on, Amy. We'll take a shortcut through the backyards on the way. They took a sledgehammer and pounded through the Browns fence and crossed their yard and stopped to pet their dog. Good old dog, crooned Doris. Good dog for not barking at us when we bash down your fence over there. We'll repair it later. Or not. We haven't decided yet. Bye. Woof, woof. The dog agreed eagerly. From the porch, the parrot called. You come back right now. I saw what you did. I saw what you did. We're going, you silly parrot, but we'll bring you a nice snack on the way back.
A turd.
Maybe it's going to be a turd. The girls used their sledgehammer to bash through and into the Barrett's backyard and stopped at the horse's enclosure to stroke his nose. Nice doggy, nice doggy, said Amy. Dora said, "That's a horse." "Oh, that's right. We'll bring you back a nice treat, too, you silly little pony dog." In the Smith's backyard, the girls stopped to play with Butch, throwing some raw meat to him. And the big old friendly dog said, "Oh, my goodness, what a lovely treat." And the girl said, "We'll bring you something even better than that raw meat. You just wait."
A cup of urine.
A cup of urine. When they finally reached Mr. Gay's store, Doris and Amy told him what they wanted, and they went and got all the wonderful things. They stopped at Smith's to give the horse, or wait, the dog, his poopsicle.
No.
His cup of urine.
Uh-huh.
And then they went through the hole they made in the Barrett's fence to feed the pony dog his
poopsicle.
And then he stopped at the Browns on the way back
to give
to hand the parrot.
No, the dog.
The dog.
A poop.
A big old turd. And then they gave the parrot. What did they give the parrot? A big old piece of gum.
Yeah.
And the parrot chewed it up and it stuck his jaws shut so he'd keep his yapper closed. Then they finally got into their own backyard. "Doris," called Mother. "Did you get the chainsaw I asked for?"
"Yes."
"Why, yes, of course." And she chucked it across the yard. Deftly, Mother grabbed it by the handle and started carving up a big old side of beef that she had hanging from the tree. And then Doris said, "And we were such good girls. We went through everyone's backyard and gave all their animals some yummy treats. And we even made sure that they would call on us next time they need their fences repaired."
Thank you for listening to Short Stories Part 3. If you like that, check out Short Stories Part 2 or 1. Or go check out some of my other stories.